If you were elected as Prime Minister in May 2015 and you're standing on the steps at number 10 and you've got the world's media there waiting, what is the very first thing you would say to the rest of the nation?
Go home.
Why?
Because really that any of the structures that they've built, certainly within the system, is one of oppression rather than one of liberation. And so that we look, in fact, what is Parliament? The most elitist club that there is. And you join an elite club, you behave very much far away from the people.
Okay. Following on from that then, does democracy itself matter? And if it does matter, why?
Who would it matter to whom? Would it matter if you look at the beginning of it and you begin to see that they had slaves in
yes.
out there?
Yep.
What is it that we say? If you look even further in the American Constitution, you saw Dred Scott was 3/5 of a man and so on. What is it that we say? Do we then say that, hey, a mass of people, a critical mass always is the dumbest level of whatever it is, led by, what was it, somebody said, led by monkeys, led by rats or some shit like that, you know. But hey, what is we say? That we have the power, but the fourth estate tells you what to think, therefore, hey, what happens? A non-critical thought is against a critical thought. That's outside the mass, the main is always wrong.
Okay. Again, following on from that, question number 3 is, and complete this sentence, and you may feel free to disagree with the premise of it as well. We need a revolution because?
Because we need a revolution.
Okay, thank you. If you can come along and make it, if you want to...